Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Red Men News. It is Monday. I am Paul Machin. I'm joined by Ross Chandley. The M was when I considered doing my... Or is it? What day is it, Joker? Which is why I brought that back with a vengeance right there. Ross, how are you? How are you doing on this fine day?
All right, yeah. Still coping. Still getting through life. Still clutching at straws with these stories.
We've got some interesting stuff. And by interesting, I mean there's some funny stuff. There is some, I want to say insightful stuff, but there's definitely there's enough here, I think, to give you all 10 to 15 minutes of entertainment before we all triple back to figuring out how we're going to fill the rest of our days. But before we do, let you know this podcast is this show is brought to you in association with Beer 52. They've got an amazing offer where you can get a free case of craft beers. You get 8 of them, and because of the Red Men, you also get 2 free beers as well. So that's 10 in total. Beer 52 are the world's most popular craft beer discovery club. Go to beer52.com/redmen to claim your first case free. And you get things like this, for example. That is the Gunn Brewery and Milk Stout and Glen Affric Brewery. I can't believe it's not Teller. And, you know, people say I've brought this up a couple of times. I don't want to drink. I want to keep this forever. I need to get more of this so I can drink it, but also keep it at the same time, because if I drink it, it's gone. And that's a problem, but it's not a problem. If you go onto Beer 52, you can get beer delivered to your door. There's nothing wrong with that at this particular time and juncture in life and the world. So yeah, go to beer52.com /redmen to claim your first case free. And of course, you get those extra beers as well. Anyway, Ross, let's kick things off. There's more kit leaks. Are they leaks, these? Or are these interpretations of people's kits and ideas, whatever?
I think it's a bit of both. Someone's seen something somewhere on the internet and redesigned it. I said this very strongly on Friday. I don't care about kits because they just don't interest me, but I do appreciate the hard work that goes on behind them and what people do. So, you know, I can't make things like that on Photoshop, so well done to the people that can. And it does interest a lot of people. People are banging into it, but like I prefer my retro kits, and I don't buy them to wear them because, as I mentioned last week, like I've lost my care and wear a football kit in 30 years of age, Paul. It just doesn't happen anymore. So, you know, why should
I? If you were to walk around in shinies and socks, you would absolutely
be picked up. Just a shirt. If you're above 25, you wear a football shirt. You don't.
Yeah.
Except for you, Paul, because that's all right. That's what I said.
Careful, steady. I'm wearing a baseball top today, so it's fine. Anyway, from Ross Fashion Advice, for the man sat in his Primark t-shirt. Is that are you growing a goatee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awkward, you know. I sacrificed my fashion so I can put shoes on my daughter's feet, Paul, so you've got a problem with that.
Wait, what? Is that why you're growing the goatee? Or is it because she's not coming out to see you, so she won't shout at you for having that thing on your face?
What?
Fine. Anyway, David Lynch, Lynch Standard, as I said, Liverpool have suspended the upcoming season ticket renewal process. We will continue to monitor the situation, and a new period of renewal will be put in place once there's confirmation of the start of the 2020-21 season. The club also confirms it will refund supporters the relevant portion of their season ticket cost if the remaining home games of 1920 must be played behind closed doors. Interesting stuff. This, I think we mentioned this on a new show the other week. This stuff's been coming. This is the long process. This is once again, it's another thing that Liverpool having to factor in. You know, we talk about the financial pressures around the lockdown and all that kind of stuff, but you know, we had Liverpool U-turn on the furlough and stuff, which was, as once again, was morally, there was the correct thing to do. But we're going to see this now, aren't we, Ross, in the next few weeks, more and more of these details of how Liverpool are going to be struggling and being hit in the pocket financially are going to start to come out.
Yeah, just like the other stuff of match day revenue or TV rights, you know, it's money that they've accounted for, that they've seen coming in. So having to suspend that or, you know, refund the people that have already paid for them, I don't think they have a choice in it as well. And, you know, equally on the other side, if you're a Liverpool fan, you know, you paid for a product, you paid for a service which isn't coming. So, you know, quite rightly, they want their money back. And I think you mentioned in, you know, a chat we had before we started recording, you know, people are watching their pockets of what's going on. People aren't, you know, entirely sure of their own futures. So, you know, if you can save money, you can get money back on something, then why wouldn't you go and do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the right move. Once again, it's absolutely the right moral move for Liverpool to do. And this is the most one. This is the one for me that is that makes the most sense, particularly season ticket holders. Season tickets cost an absolute fortune. Very difficult to get that together on a year by year basis for most people. And ultimately, you know, if the games start getting played behind closed doors, you're effectively paying for something that you're not gaining access to. And I think there's going to be loads of examples that up and down the country we're seeing this with, like, theatres and concerts and all that kind of stuff. And there'll be loads of examples, I think, of people not getting the money back because, you know, like I say, let's use small theatre companies, for example. Will they prey on the fact that people won't chase them down for it, whatever? Liverpool, given the current climate and given what happened with the furlough and stuff, not that this ever would have been in their mindset, by the way, but they've had absolutely no choice but to sort that out, and it is the right thing to do. And obviously we'll see what happens with that, but this all is starting to lead towards, I think we're only a couple of weeks away from, you know, the pressure is going to start to mount on players and the players' salaries that they're earning. Because they're the biggest outgoing that any football club has, Ross, is the players. This is all a drop in the ocean by comparison to that.
Yeah, well, it's hundreds of thousands of pounds, or millions probably, each week with some of the local players that are on now. You know, something that the club, and even ones of people with contracts that are running out, you know, that's kind of still all up in the air. But, you know, it's right saying, well, we need them for the rest of the season. But equally, some clubs will be thinking, well, this contract runs out, let's say Adam Warren, for example. What are you saving yourself there, like £100,000 a week? Yeah. Something which, you know, those furloughed staff, that will cover them over and over again. So, you know, Liverpool are probably even academy players that are looking to sign on, stuff like that. You know what, everything's going to come to a halt until things get back up and running again.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know your thoughts on all these topics, by the way, in the comment section underneath or alongside of the live stream on YouTube, and we'll get to some of them toward the end of the show. Anyway, goal.com has been speaking to Liverpool's kit man. Yeah, that's how everyone's done, which everyone's struggling for content. And even worse, we're talking about it. So, Ross, the England international, Trent Alexander-Arnold, has kept the number 66 shirt he wore when he broke into the first team as a sign of modesty, says a club insider, the kit man. Trent continues to wear the unusual number 66 because he is too laid back to ask for it to be changed, according to the club's main kit man. Like all the other young players who come through, he was given a higher kit number as part of the huge Liverpool squad, while those in the first team pictures take the numbers closest to the traditional 1 to 11. 21-year-old now established. He continues to wear 66. And kit management coordinator, Lee Radcliffe, that is fantastic. That is one of the most fantastic job titles, made-up job titles I've ever heard in my life. Liverpool's kit management coordinator. Lee Radcliffe put down to his personal modesty. When we get any young lads that come down from the academy, we always deliberately try to give them a highish number. We don't like to give them a low number in case they sort of think they've made it straight away, if you know what I mean. You pick it out because it's a free number, and it's around that, the sort of number you think will give that out because he's only just come down. When you see him now lifting trophies and celebrating with 66 on his back, it's weird. I can't really describe it. It's weird to see such a high number for someone to be happy with it. I actually wonder, I don't know if it says it later in the article, but whether that was literally just someone went, yeah, or whether he was given a bank of crap numbers and that was the one that he went with. But it is cool.
I've seen it before. I might have been on that documentary, actually, where they say, yeah, pick a number when they sign someone and there's a load free. But it sounds like Trent wasn't bothered. And it, at first, I thought it was a bit of a non-story, kind of clutching at straws. But I think it also symbolises the humbleness of the guy. And we say this so much about Liverpool players, but we always do it when we're talking about transfers coming in. So look at the background, look at what they've been, look at what they're in that sense. But also for Trent to kind of say, well, basically, you can't be arsed changing his number. But I thought also think that that's helped towards the progression of Liverpool and coming to the first team, because it's all right having it all in skills and quality, but they've actually probably assessed him, and not just on this, but other things are going well. So he's not that bothered about his number. You know, you compare it to other people that haven't made it at Liverpool, you know, naming no names in Bobby Duncan, and their attitude towards their progression and, you know, demanding things and, you know, whatever. But he's bought his time. He's just kept his head down. And, you know, in the scheme of things, our number is nothing. But, you know, for some players, it's important to them, and it means a lot. Whereas Trent's just gone, well, I'm not arsed. I just want to play football. I'll get into the first team and I'll think about it later.
It winds me up no end, if I'm going to be perfectly honest. Like, I mean, just take the just get the number two shirt and have it, lad. It's fine. Unless he thinks he's going to end up in like a Bale situation where he was playing like basically centre forward for Spurs with three on his back. But it's interesting. Radcliffe goes on. He says, generally, what you get after a year, if they stay in and around the first team, is the request to see if they can move down a number. But obviously, Trent's got quite attached to it. He's never asked once. After his first season, when you realised how good he was going to be, we always used to say, it won't be long now before we get that changed. We always used to keep his training kit and match shirt until the last minute in case we got the call. Trent wants his number low, and it's just never happened, and he's obviously happy with it. Now, because it's actually been kept by Trent, it's actually become quite an iconic number. It's very Jamie Carragher. I think in that, you know, he took the number 23 shirt, didn't he? And by all means, and which makes sense at the time, but, you know, him being a young lad coming through, I think Fowler had it before him. And he was that kind of character. He wasn't that arsed, and he stuck with it, and, you know, in 23 he's actually become an iconic number for Liverpool because of that.
Maybe he's a bit of superstition as well, because ultimately he'll change his number and his form will dip, and someone somewhere will make up some correlation between the shirt and the number on his back and his form.
Yeah,
should have stuck the 66. So
absolutely. Let us know, actually, if you're watching, then what if you were able to change Trent's number. And in fact, you know, seasoned Football Manager veterans, squad numbers really are massive to me on that game, and they always have been. I'm really weird about it. If you play it and you change him, like I always used to fix, like John Arnorisa being number six used to do me head in. I'd always change him to three and give number six to, like, whatever it would have been, like Didier Mann or whoever would have been DM, Alonso Mascherano, something like that around that time. Let us know in the comments. Right, we're going to move on to one of the greatest pieces of transfer fiction bollocks that we've seen in weeks. This is from HITC.com, which does sound a little bit like a mobile phone manufacturing website.
Yeah.
I mean, they claim, about this is the headline, encouraging claim made about reported Klopp target Fabinho thinks would improve Liverpool.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wowzers. Jürgen Klopp's Liverpool are reportedly interested in Paris Saint-Germain forward Kylian Mbappe. No shit. According to El Desmarque, Liverpool are interested in signing Mbappe from PSG in the summer transfer window. It goes on to say, the reports in the Spanish publications claim the Merseyside outfit have made an offer for the 21-year-old who cost PSG £166 million. Liverpool midfielder Fabinho spoke highly of the youngster to Sport Bible in January 2020, saying he would improve the Reds and any other team in the world. However, a claim made by a French politician about Mbappe amid the economic uncertainty due to the global health crisis will be encouraging for Liverpool. Oh, oh, I love it. Daniel Cohn-Bendt, yeah, Bendit, sorry, politician, it fit too nicely. A politician who was a long-standing member of the European Parliament believes that the French forward's value is now very low due to the current crisis. He told West France, as translated by Goal.com, "This crisis will clean up the irrationality of professional sport. It's like there was a nuclear attack and it had to be rebuilt, but on other grounds. Tomorrow, Mbappe will cost at most 35 to 40 million euros, which in brackets, they've got eras, between 26.12 million and 34.82 million for accuracy, and no longer 200 million, which is 174.12 million pounds. And who can buy him?"
Well, everyone at that price.
Yeah, absolutely. And Tom made a point, if Tom doesn't like Mbappe, wanted us to say that at that price he would take Kylian Mbappe. Would you take Kylian Mbappe at a price between 26.12 million and 34.82 million? Let us know in the comments. Ross, horseshit. Horseshit, horseshit, horseshit.
What's a horseshit? Well, I don't know where you start with it, to be honest. Like PSG, you're going to let him go. Actually, yeah, economically, he's worth 30-ish million pounds. So, yeah, West Ham, Newcastle, those clubs that are going to be jumping in for a bid, you know, you come and join in. And, like, you know, when football starts back up again or the transfer window opens, you know, he's still an iconic player. He's still one of the best in the world. So, you know, his value's not going to drop £100 million and stay that. You know, it's going to be, you know, supply and demand or whatever he wants to move. It's just, yeah.
It's nonsense. And look, there will be a conversation to be had about the values in football. I think the whoever the hell that was who spoke in originally, Mr. Bendit, there will be a reckoning, I think, in over the next 18 months and how this impacts football moving forward. And I think you might see, you know, it was the Neymar transfer that basically changed the face of football and transfer values and what have you, and the knock-on effect that's had. But so we might see a decrease and we might see that, you know, being reset and, you know, football clubs all of a sudden scrambling around for value. It's not going to be PSG.
You don't need the money, do they?
PSG, it's, you know, the nation of Qatar are probably not going to be as stung as hard by this as, like, Liverpool, for example. I mean, there was that list came out this week, weekend, and it was the top 10 richest owners in the Premier League. And, like, Newcastle's owners are now top, aren't they? Or new owners are top, and Liverpool aren't in the top 10. You know, it's more likely this will work the other way rather than I can't see Kylian Mbappe's value dropping from 200 million to 25 million in any way, shape, or form.
No, I mean, his value might be like that currently at the present day, but, you know, nothing's selling at the moment because there's no football, nothing's actually going on, so people can't do it. The transfer window's not open, so. Fine, but as soon as it kicks off again, it's going to go back through the roof. And like you said, PSG don't need to sell. PSG don't need to make any money because ultimately they're funded by a country. So,
Couple of brief things to get through. Then the Empire of the Copper report, and based on an article from James Pearce about being Liverpool, and it was what Sterling claims he actually said when Rodgers accused him of saying steady in being Liverpool. We're going to do a series around the being Liverpool stuff. That's coming up in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned on that. It's a fascinating program. It's generally awful, but I haven't watched it since it was new, and then since I made the parody of it after that. I'm interested to see this. But anyway, in the show, Rodgers accuses Sterling of sarcastically saying steady during a drill, but we never got to hear what the teenager claimed he'd actually said because Rodgers shot him down. Ryan McLaughlin, a former Academy left-back who was present, has explained to James Pearce what went down. Raheem was already a big name and everyone knew he was destined. I'm not doing the Northern Irish accent, by the way, I apologise, for great things. Brendan thought Raheem answered him back and didn't want to be seen as a pushover. I don't think he needed to do that to get our respect, as he had it already. It maybe gave some people the wrong impression about Raheem because he's such a nice fella, so down to earth. Raheem was adamant he had said he stepped on my toe after feeling like he should have had a free kick, but Rodgers heard him saying it's a steady. If you got the better of a senior player in those sessions, they would look to put you in your place. Raheem used to get kicked a lot because he was so quick. It was only when training stopped that day that he realised there was an issue. Fascinating. Anyway, yeah, check out that article from James Pearce. But anyway, I'm going to try and speak to James actually this week because I think the being Liverpool stuff is interesting. As I say, I want to build up to doing that again. But yeah, we'll do more on that as and when. Ross, do you want to talk us through the Timo Werner stuff?
No, not really, but I can. Liverpool are famous to land Werner. Timo Werner has been heavily linked with a move to Liverpool in recent months, as you are aware, because we mentioned it pretty much every day. So he said there's one of the best managers in the world with Jurgen Klopp. He is also German. He said earlier this year, many things that I suggest maybe fit very well with my playing style. But according to Bild, they've given Liverpool a 65% chance of signing the 24-year-old. And that's basically where that's come from. So 65% is yeah.
So Bild put a poll out. So presumably this is a... Is this just a poll, like a Twitter poll?
Yeah.
And... this is amazing. This is where we're at. I want to see this. I'm just following the link back on that. Yeah, they just basically put a poll out and people have basically voted. Bill also gave Munich a 15% likelihood, Real Madrid a 10%, and Chelsea just 5%. Oh, my God. Look, Timo Werner seems the most likely transfer to happen to Liverpool. And what they've done there is created content by putting a poll out and asking people to vote who they think is the most likely destination. And then that's fed all this. This is great. This is great stuff, Ross.
Let me make a note of that because I think we might have to do it on the website as well.
Let's do it. Let's do a poll. Let's do a poll on what we think people think Werner's most likely destination is. That'll fill a bit of time, won't it?
I'll fill my afternoon, that.
Yeah, great. What a fucking load of fucking horseshit. What a fucking load of horseshit. Anyway, let's get to some of your comments on the kit stuff. T. Subi says both goalkeeper kits look boss. Josh Owen really liked that yellow goalie shit. Yeah, it's mad because there was the... did you do the Empire of the Cop video about the leaked New Balance shirts last week?
Nope.
So there was apparently two leaked Liverpool New Balance prototypes, and one of them was a yellow away kit, and it got me thinking. I've seen loads of people doing them. Like, I like yellow away kits in theory, but in practice, no. But like goalkeeper kits, do what you want, go mad, give us all the mad Liverpool colours under the sun, and your goalkeeper kits. I'm here all day for that. On the ticket refund, the money issues, Liverpool YNWA says, Liverpool financially fine, no problem. Robert Schrader, start of Nike deal will cushion Liverpool cash dip woodies. I'm not sure that's true. If I'm, you know, maybe a little bit, like, but yeah. I mean, it is a woody, isn't it? On the Trent number 66 stuff, Liam Lawrence says keep it up, it'll be remembered for lifetime. Ben Sweeney, Trent should 100% keep the number 66 for the rest of his career. Why change it? Dave LFC chat, hello Dave, good friend of ours. Hope he keeps it, as the mural will have to be changed. Yeah, the Anfield Rap Boys will be shitting themselves if Trent changes his number, going up there with the spray paints and covering it up. Yeah, I mean, we said it kind of before, didn't we, Ross? But it annoys me because I think it's a stupid number. But you can, there's an opportunity there for him to be the most famous number 66 in the history of football.
Can you name any others?
No, exactly. That's the point. Yeah. Exactly, yeah. The point.
I think there's, you know, if he wants to market himself, you know, we've seen the CR7 stuff. I'm not saying it's going to be exactly the same as that, but, you know, we all recognise that number as a bit iconic already. And he's only three, four seasons of his Liverpool career. So in 10 years' time, if he keeps it the same, and maybe he's grown towards it. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it ultimately doesn't make a difference. You know, as soon as he puts the shirt on, he's probably not thinking about it when he's on the football pitch anyway. So, you know, what difference does it make to him?
I think he does, though. I mean, we've seen him, you know, he's got his sneaky little Red Bull deal where he's sneaking his Red Bull cans into things left, right and centre.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So I think he does give a shit about some of this stuff, but there's an opportunity there. If you can own it and make it yours, then, you know, it does feed into that. I asked people for your suggestions on what his number should be trained to. Banana Drama says 2. Kay Brennan says 10 out of 10. Liverpool, well, WA says 99. Robert Schrader, 12. And Jay says Trent deserves 6. Sorry, Dejan. This is the thing. I wonder whether there's a little bit of this, Ross, where is he just insulating himself against a future position change? Because if you've got a random number that isn't associated with a position, he can kind of go wherever he wants. Whereas, like I kind of said before with the Bale stuff, Bale was 3 at Spurs, and then he realised he was basically an amazing left winger, and he had that time of playing on the wing with the number 3 shirt on, which is 3 is a crap number. If you want to be a left back, it's ideal. But no, I mean, I think Fabinho's got it for us, hasn't he? Which again, absolutely does my tits in. But 3 is a crap number unless you're a left back.
Yeah, potential. So maybe he's on commission for it. You know, the guy with the longest name and two numbers on there for every shirt that he sells, he's going to get a tenner off it.
Two names, two numbers. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, numbers thing doesn't really bother me, but it clearly annoys you.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is good enough reason to change anything. So it works on our channel anyway. Mbappe stuff then. Liam Lawrence, just to wrap us up. Even if he was that cheap, the £25 million mark, there'd be a big bidding war for that price. And I think that's right. You know, it's all well and good in being £25 million, but his price would go back up to what it was anyway. Or there or thereabouts, because everyone would want to be in for them. So yeah, that's that. Anyway, thank you very much for watching Redmen News. We're going to be here all this week as well. There's some amazing stuff coming up, so head to the redmentv.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.